Welcome to Drink Champs, a production of The Black Effect and iHeartRadio.
And it's Drink Champs motherfucking podcast. Make some
noise! He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Segreed, it's your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast, and your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Drink Champs motherfucking podcast, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go. It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
What it good be? Hopefully this is what it should be. This is your boy N-A-O-N-A-A.
What up? It's DJ EFN.
And it's Military Crazy Raw / Drink Champs Yappy Hour. Make some noise! And when we talk about genuine people, when we talk about real people, when we talk about legendary status, I recently found out the other day that one of his favorite years in life is my favorite year in life. That's 1998. It's my first question off top, just to throw that out there. But when you talk about countless, I feel like this is like the first hood nigga that had two number ones in the first year. Like Britney Spears didn't even do shit like that. This man has brought people to this game, had made executives, had made record labels. Because of this man, record labels have survived. Record labels have thrived. This guy right here is what you call a legend's legend. There's nobody in hip-hop I could ever think of that don't have love for this guy that I'm talking about right here. He's a humble guy, he's a real guy, and he's a man of his word. And his accolades is through the roof. But we're going to talk about that in a show. In case you motherfuckers is living under the rock and you don't know who the hell I am talking about, we are talking about my friend, Dina Motherfucking Ace!
Drink Champs alumni, by the way.
Drink Champs alumni.
Man, thank you for being here, man. Yo. We know you don't do interviews,
thank
man.
You, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, brother.
Let's get straight to the point, man.
It's an honor and a blessing. First, let me say that. How I fuck with my man right here.
Thank you.
N-O-R-E.
Thank you.
N-O-R-E. Now we on the run, Ian.
That's right.
And I was able to better understand how my music could influence people to the point where they will tell me that a song might have saved their life because one of his songs saved mine.
Thank you, man.
Save mine.
You told me that earlier.
Listen,
I'm going to get this out there. The first time I ever met DMX.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like I got a DMX story now.
You got a DMX
this
story.
This right now was a DMX story.
Yes. It's very hard to get the dog.
One of many.
But listen, the first time I ever met.
Not because I don't. Damn. Not because I'm hard to reach, but because I don't fuck with clowns. You mean? I don't, you know, like.
So we certified right now.
Let's make some noise. We are certified. Yo, DMX, the first time I ever met you, man, it was in Bad Erie Studios. Your dog walked in a session.
Yeah.
When he walked in a session, I believe one of my friends kicked him or pushed him.
Oh, no, they ain't kicking him. The dog would have bit him.
The dog would have bit him. That's a fact. They
acted unfavorably.
But the dog came back to you, and the first words you ever said to me when you walked in the room, you was like, y'all niggas don't like dogs? And I was like, holy
shit. I acknowledge you. I acknowledge you first. I acknowledge you first. Right. Yo, what up? I'm like, yo, dog. Right. Niggas don't like dogs.
Right,
like,
right.
What's the problem?
Right.
You know,
he didn't have LL 4-5-4-3-2-1. You ain't had none of that.
No, I might have had that.
The Mike Geronimo joint.
Yep. What's all the noise about?
Yeah,
have some respect. Shut the fuck up. Drive by. Money jumping shit. Yo, back the fuck up.
So X, we live in the broadcast. There's noise in the background.
Yo, mad noise.
Right.
We in a locked hotel.
That's how you know it's live, baby. That's how you know it's live.
You was the first dude to drop two albums that both went platinum in the same year.
The first, yes.
How the fuck did that happen? Bring us through that.
What happened was, by the time I got my deal, I felt like I was vindicated. I was like, yes, finally.
That's a big word.
Finally. I felt like it was owed to me. Big mistake on my behalf, but that's another story. But an offer was made to me that if I could, after I dropped my first album, an offer was made to me that if I was able to drop another album or record another album within 30 days, that I'd get $1 million.
That's your first time having $1 million, correct? You had a million on the street.
First time I was offered a million.
That's hard.
I didn't have a million by then. I dropped two albums at the same
time. So what was the first album? What's the name of it again?
It's Dark and Hell Is Hot.
And then
It's Dark and Hell Is Hot.
Flesh of my flesh, blood on my blood.
Then there was X. Got niggas like, what's next? And getting great depression, grand
chance. We got X-Rhymes on the podcast.
But you was on Rough House before that.
I got signed to a single to Rough House Columbia. Yes.
Oh, man, that's history, right?
Yeah, Rough House Columbia.
That was like end of 80s, late 80s, early
90s. That was mid 90s.
How sick was Rough House Columbia after you dropped two platinum albums in 1 year? Let's just say Rough House Columbia.
Right, because that was before I dropped. Before anything with platinum.
Fuck Rough House Columbia. They fucked up. They dropped the ball. They signed me. They had X.
They signed me as a tax write off. They signed me for one single. After we put the single out, and it had a little, a little momentum, little push, and they picked it up, but didn't put anything behind it.
Okay.
Cool.
Now let me tell you,
I know what I'm capable of. I know what I'm going to do, and I'm glad I bought the locks to Rough Riders.
I bought the locks to Rough Riders.
Mm. I bought E to Rough Riders. And it's like, drag. They met, and I kind of co-signed. It's like, all right, I signed his release papers.
And Drag from Yonkers too.
Drag from the Bronx.
Okay.
So DMX, we got DMX in the building.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful because you know what the crazy shit is? Mm-hmm. You know what I had to tell X? I had to keep it real with X. I said, yo, X, the inmates is really running the building. Because last time somebody told you the inmates was running the building, you was disappointed.
I'm grateful for the way you phrased it. Yes, last time someone told me inmates was running the building, inmates wasn't really running the building.
But you never was on Rikers Island with him, so you didn't know.
Not with him.
You for sure know.
I was on Rikers Island with him. I wasn't on. Yeah, I don't even think they gave it been to Rikers Island. That nigga? Nah. The only island he was on is the one he bought, but I'll talk to you about it.
Now, we had Murder Mook on here, right?
Huh?
Murder Mook said that he seen you battle a dude on Lenox Avenue,
shit, this
I think.
Is the best story.
And he said that you trained your dog to do ad-libs. Like,
is this a myth?
Definitely an urban legend.
It's an urban legend?
Urban legend, like a murder.
Because, listen, I'm not gonna lie, X. He said that the dog comes up and says,
he said,
tell ma. And he said, tell ma, let's get him. But you did it. I can't think Murder
Mook. I've never done that.
He could have made that up. Like, maybe it was something that happened.
Maybe I was already rapping, the dog growled, I was like, jish. But he thought it was part of the rhyme.
I went back to the rhyme so smoothly,
he thought that was part of it. He's like, oh, shit.
Okay,
all right.
But
nah. That makes
did
sense.
You see the headlines when that came out?
Nah.
It was on Drink Chest.
Oh, yeah.
It was a big thing. All over the internet. Murder Mook said the same scene. He's like, yo, I seen DMX have his dog a
best
part
story
of this. And I, because as soon as he said, I seen DMX have the most legendary battle. And I stopped him immediately. And I said, was a dog involved? And he said yes, and then he gives me this story. So, let me correct you though.
I'm gonna give you a story, man.
Yeah, let's go.
Jail.
Let's go.
All right.
Exclusive.
I unbutton this shit.
I'm
sorry. Listen. So, I didn't. I, like DMX, real shit. I watched DMX. Shout out to my man Den 10.
Mm. Right. Shout out to Den 10.
Growing up from Harlem, we ran around. DMX, he lived in around our hood, like. They have put him like in his building to chill out.
Did he have dogs?
He had his dog, okay. Right? Boom, continue. Right? So he battling on the corner now, mind you, battling all the niggas around there, right?
Oh no, he battled Den?
He battled Den on the block, on 121st, right? 7th Avenue.
Mm-hmm. I don't even understand how classic that is, but get
right? He battled him, and the nigga, he do some shit like, Halls to the Viking. That's all I remember. The falls to the like you. Some falls to the like you. Be careful. Take my dog. She might bite you. And then the dog, he go. It's like, shit. No. Look. Then the dog, no. He said, the dog, she might bite you. Something with him. And then the dog growled. He's like, chill, ma. Let me get him. Yo, listen to me.
So you saying that could have happened?
That could have happened.
But it wasn't planned.
There you go.
Holy moly, go. Guacamole. That's even hell.
Yeah, I kept a dog with me, man. I love dogs. I like dogs more than people.
You love dogs more than people?
More than people.
Can you break that down for us?
A dog doesn't know how to lie to you. A dog doesn't know how to be fake. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? If you shit, he's gonna be, well, but you could catch your dog taking a shit, hit him with the newspaper, and then somebody knock on the door. Nigga, he go like, pause an ass whooping. Let's address this situation.
Right.
And be ready to kill for you right after you whoop his ass. Right. That's unconditional love. It's unconditional love, yo.
It's very true. Let me just tell you something. For those people that don't know, DMS is really a dog whisperer. Right. He had my little dog. I'm like, what the fuck? My dog is the size of the mic. So how did you develop your love for dogs? Because was that like,
I used to steal dogs. I mean
statute of limitations.
That was like, you know, little nigga too. You know what I mean? Gain the dog's confidence, you know what I'm saying? Pet him. Because like I said, you get friendship.
Wow.
And then, I don't know if I told you this, the one time when I stole a dog, huge, pit bull, massive head, and I got in the house about maybe 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, and you know, the project's got the linoleum floors, and they got the dog with the belt and collar, and he's like, and scratching the floor. I was like, get that motherfucker out of here. Like, wow, it took me like 3-4 hours to steal this motherfucker. I'm not just gonna give him away. Like, you serious? Like, that's the Hulk diamond, nigga.
Right.
And he's like, get him out of here now. I'm like, all right. I went in the refrigerator, took two hot dogs. We went up to the roof. And you know how on the top of the roof is that extra structure that leads to the elevator shaft. You know what I'm saying? That little tiny building that's on top of the roof.
Okay.
So I tied him to the step. I sat there with him. I had him on my lap. You know what I'm saying? Gave him a hot dog. I had a hot dog. Fell asleep. You know what I mean? Meanest man woke me up, tapped my foot. So, yo, I gotta get to the elevator. I'm like, oops. He said, your dog won't let me by.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, wow.
He woke up while you were sleeping.
All I did was kept it real with this nigga. You know what I mean? Right. Gave him half what I had and stayed there. You know what I mean? Because he laid his hand on my lap.
You're saying that's your first time you developed a love for a dog?
That was dope. That's when I knew it was like, fuck people. Give me a dog.
The loyalty's different.
Nah, I don't even know the dog's name. I named him Bully, some shit like that. Like, I just stole him, so I obviously didn't know his name.
New friendships.
Yeah, he was a good dog, man. So I ended up bringing him back.
Wow.
Yep, I brought him back.
To the people.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
So, yo, I seen him walking down the street. Like, I'm like, not
you
this one.
You tell him I stole your
shit. I'm not letting this dog go. They don't even make sense. That don't even make sense.
What's your relationship with cats?
Don't like cats. That's a good question. Don't like cats at all. Like, I just said the verse, you know what I'm saying? Something over, cats that play in the street, get ran over. You know what I mean?
Have you ever had a cat or been in a cat's vicinity?
Yes, when I first met my girl who turned to be my wife, when I first met Shira, she had a cat. But I had a dog. So I was like,
they don't get along.
Something gonna give. And what happened was, she was at work one day, and the dog chased the motherfucking cat into the closet, and all type of shit falling, the boxes moving around, and oh, I called her job. She used to have a job in New York. I called her and said, yo, you just tell Tashira that Britney's dead.
Kathy Britney? Holy moly, wow.
Yo, she said she came back from the bathroom or something, and the whole office was looking at her crazy. Man, she's like, could you step in here for a minute? And it's like, yo,
you didn't say it was a cat. They don't know.
No, I didn't say it was a cat.
I mean, it's the truth.
Yeah, it's like, do you know Brittany? She was like, yeah. I was like, yo, Brittany's dead.
Wow.
She's like, she caught us and she said she was about to say my cat.
Right.
But she caught us like, oh, okay. Came home early, everything.
Right.
She's like, nigga. Like, yeah, I got you.
Now, I'm going to keep it real. We got like 3 million subscribers. I'm lying. But
it's all good.
Can you pray for the people? Because yeah, I told people that you pray for everybody. And listen, I've been
pray for us.
Listen, whenever DMX opened a church, I'm gonna be the first attendant.
Church has been open.
Can you pray for the people, please? And then we'll go to Club Passion.
All right.
Come on, let's pray for the
pray
people.
Pray for us, man.
Bow your heads, motherfucker.
Man, Father God, we thank you for this gathering of souls. The word says that when two or more gather in your name at your presence, we thank you for your presence. We ask that your grace and blessings are upon us this evening. We pray that any obstacle the devil plans to place on our path be removed in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the things that are blessings, things that people, most people take for granted. The air that we have to breathe,
the food we have to eat, the cars we have to drive, the clothes we have to wear, the money we have to spend, the lives we touch, and the lives that have touched our own. When's the last time somebody said, thank you, God, for this air? But without that air that you didn't thank God for, how long could you live? I'm talking to somebody. I pray that you guide our steps, that you have your will, have your way in our lives. For we didn't make us, so we don't know what to do with us. We humble ourselves before you. We humble ourselves before you. We praise your name and give you the glory. We praise your name and give you the glory. The word says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. The word don't say the weapon won't be formed. The word doesn't say the intention of the weapon maker won't be to harm you. The word don't say that the weapon maker won't attempt to use it. What the word says is, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So, no matter what they think, no matter what they do, no matter what they try, it don't matter. Because when God is for you, who can be against you? When God is for you, who can be against you? When God is for you, who can be against you? We have so much power in the spoken word. We have so much power in the spoken word. And there's angels that are waiting to be released on our behalf. But unless we release them with the spoken word, then they will stand there and watch the devil destroy us. They will watch him destroy us because they have not been released. All we got to do is have knowledge of the word and use the word. The only weapon we need is the word. The only weapon we need is the word. Again, the word says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. We die because of what we don't know. So God, may you remind us. May you remind us of what we need to say when we need to say it. May you remind us of how much power there is in the word. We praise your name and give you the glory. We thank you. We thank you. We even thank you for our mishaps. We thank you for our curses because you know what? Sometimes the blessing will be found in the curse. Sometimes the blessing will be found in the curse. Sometimes we won't know what God is willing to do for us, even though we know what he's capable of doing. Sometimes we don't know what he's willing to do for us until we get to the point where we need him to do it for us. So we say thank you for that.
Thank you, God.
We say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Make the fucking noise for DMX, man.
The person that blew me away the most was Prince.
I was going to ask you if you had Prince story.
Yeah,
I'm
so sorry. Yeah, we'll get back to her. Yo,
excuse me, what did you just say, sir?
Prince.
Okay, all right.
By far, that's like...
What happened?
When I'm in Toronto filming Exit Wounds. And, you know, we would go out at night. And I'm still like, I'm a rap artist, you know what I'm saying? So I'm on my rap shit. So, you know, whatever filming we do, there's always an afterwards. Like, yo, what are we doing afterwards? There's always a, what are we doing afterwards? Yeah. Even though I couldn't really afford to do that, you know, I had to be back in the center a certain time, but we put that shit later. Like, what are we doing tonight, nigga? You know what we doing tonight, nigga? Hey, at the clubs, you know what I mean? And Toronto got so many beautiful women. Oh, my God. It was just like, is this real? Like, you know. And we had a club. And Prince comes in, this big security guard. We go to the side, whatever. He's like,
He pointed at you. Yeah,
yeah,
like,
yeah. You can't just say that, actually.
Yeah.
He OG?
Cell block 8? Growing up, you know, especially...
Don't tell me Prince is a gangster. Don't tell me Prince is like, what's up, nigga?
Growing up in the hood.
It seems like Prince is a G.
Every story we got, growing up in the hood, everybody...
Love Prince. Who didn't know Prince, but would kind of make fun of the heels.
And the ass out.
Shit like that. Yeah. Like, yo, this nigga, you Prince type nigga?
Right.
We would call pretty niggas that. Oh, you Prince that nigga? To meet this nigga?
Actually, be careful what you're about to say. Was Prince gangster?
Prince was gangster.
Oh, my God!
Prince was gangster.
So, what was Prince's first word?
First of all, he used the deep voice, so he told me, like, come here, brother.
He used the deep voice.
Come here, brother. And he had a security, like, one of these tables, like, push it up, you know what I'm saying? And we sit over here, and, like he pretty much backed half the club up with the table and gave us our space. And talked to me for about maybe an hour in the club. While music is playing. About... Only in masses. He explained how to gave him the symbol. I was fucked up. I was fucked up for a while behind that.
That's ill, man.
This is real. Listen, by the way, We love Prince because of that. But then Nas sat here and Nas said that he wanted to do it. I said, Nas, anybody ever fronted on you doing a song that you wanted to do a song with? And they said no. And he said, nah, no one ever said that. Then he stopped himself. He said, yes, I'm lying. Or he didn't say he's lying. He said, I miss somebody. And I said, who? He said, Prince.
I can see that.
Prince came to him and Nas came to him and said, I want to do a song with you. And Prince said, do you own your masters?
He said Nas
did not own his masters. So he said, I can't do a record with you because I want you to own it. I don't want these people to eat on. How crazy is Prince to say that back then?
Yeah. I mean, he explained the symbol and everything.
Yeah, that's why he did the symbol. Right. To get away from those contracts.
You know what I mean? Own your masters, brother.
What level in life of DMX at?
This is
after the two albums drop. Your movie star DMX.
Because I did my third album in Cali with Cradle to the Grave. But this is Eggsy Wounds. I think I was like right after my second album.
You were at a height, and you Def Jam's number one.
Yep.
Like there's nobody else in that building. That is DMX building at this time. Def Jam.
Yep. And sat down to school me. I felt like a little kid.
In a good way.
I felt like he's the OG.
Like my grandfather
smacked the shit out of me. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
But in a good way. It wasn't bad.
There is no bad way for your grandfather to smack the shit out of you.
Exactly.
And you respect him.
If you didn't call me,
if you didn't respect him, it'd be a whole different story.
To Prince, goddamn it.
To Prince.
OG. DMX, what's going on, my brother? How you doing? It ain't shit. We over here. I'm about to record Dream Champ. You still around? All right, sure. If you want to come and have a drink, we in Rack at the same place. I have Mr. Lisa in your address. Yeah, and then I'm going to dinner afterwards. So if you want to roll, let me know. All right, I'm up, bro. DMX is the most normal.
Yo, I'm gonna put this in your car.
They said that to you.
Said that was good.
Cool.
How you doing, bro?
I'm good, bro.
I sent it to them. They didn't say nothing. Like, take it out. So I'm just gonna leave it there. Fuck it. Let's just let it. But this is the most normalest DMX has ever been. Like, he's a normal guy right now.
I had a crazy DMX.
You don't want to go back.
You gotta tell us. I'm coming out off of this second DMX episode.
You know what I do?
Never told nobody.
Hold it. Don't tell us nothing.
Listen.
What the fuck
DJ is about? I'm gonna change something for one moment because it's gotta be the last question because this is too much. It's so great.
That was amazing,
but
bro.
When we walked in, we were talking about
DMX.
That's
some real shit, bro.
And you said to me, you got a DMX story.
Oh, yeah. We gotta get that out.
And this is absolutely the last question.
Yo, DMX story. So I'm in Virginia. We had this club called 24 South Union, might have been called Flavors. Scram, stop playing.
Yeah.
And DMX has a show. All right. I'm opening up. You know, niggas still throwing me a bag for opening up. DMX comes up. And this was right before he had a case. I don't want to bring this up, but I'm going to have to because it makes sense for the story. Somebody say he raped him or whatever. I think he ended up getting cleared. Right. But it was a girl was like, yo, he took it. You know, DMX had a case. I did the show. I fucking go to the airport the next morning. Me, my baby mom, my daughter. DMX is white hot at the time.
Oh yeah,
mind you, he's fucking insane. This is the year he had two albums go number one the same year. I get to the airport. I get to the gate. Fucking DMX at the gate, chilling. I just opened up for him, so I know he know who I am. I'm like, yo, X, what's up, dog? What's good, my nigga? I'm like, oh shit, what's up? He's like, bro, killed that shit last night. You know what I mean? This is
thanks. That's a good introduction.
I was like, yo, thank you, X. He's like, yo, you know what I mean? Like, you going to New York? I said, yeah, I got a meeting up at Raucus or whatever, wherever I'm going. Like, yo, that's good shit, man. Like, hey, I fuck with your shit, my nigga. I'm like, dope. We get to we at the gate. We sitting there chilling. I don't want to crowd the nigga. He by himself. Like, my him a security guard, maybe a DJ. Fucking the plane gets canceled. They like flights canceled to JFK. Like, yo, what the fuck? He calling motherfuckers. Yo, I need to be on the next thing. Like, I'm about to do the shit. You know, I gotta be on set. They like, yo, whatever.
This is Virginia.
This is Virginia. Okay. Richmond, right. Virginia Airport. DMX goes, I call my baby moms. Like, yo, come back and get me. The flight delayed to like 5. Me and DMX at the airport, 11 a.m.
Right.
I said, yo, the flight delayed till 5. Come back and get me. She like, I'm about to get on the highway. I said, yo, circle back. Come get me. Yeah. She got my daughter in the car. Fucking, she comes back. She like, I'm out front. DMX like, yo, what you about to do? I said, yo, man, my baby mom's here. I'm about to just go fucking waste some time till fucking 5 p.m. Yo, I'm a rope. I'm like, all right. My baby mom got a Ford expedition. My daughter is in the back seat, in the child seat. She comes back around the loop. He tells his DJ or whoever, yo, I'll be back. They like, damn, all right, hey, she gonna leave? And she's like, yo, I'm good. I'm fucking with Skips. Like, cool. My baby mom comes around, me and DMX. I get in the passenger seat. DMX gets in the passenger seat beside my daughter. I go, yo, X, this is my baby mom's. Yo, how you doing? She like, oh, fuck. It's DMX. He like, yo, how you doing, love? She like, hey. He's like, this what's up? I'm like, my daughter's sitting there.
How old?
My daughter, she's old enough. She's 3, maybe 4. Okay, I'm good. I said, yo, you hungry? He said, yeah, let's get something to eat. I'm like, I bet. True story. We stop at a KFC. We go to KFC. It wasn't even Kentucky Fried Chicken, because I don't even know if they was calling this shit chicken at this point. They just called it KFC. Fried or Crown, no, in Virginia, it's just KFC. It's the Colonel. We don't have Kennedy.
Nah, they got Kennedy. City.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
We get to the fucking, me and DMX walk into the fucking KFC. I'm like, yo, let me get a 12-piece. The girl is standing there like, I know y'all niggas. She looking at X, she looking at me. I'm like, yo, let me get a 12-piece. You know what I'm saying? Coleslaw, mashed potatoes, and give me get some biscuits. Can I get some hot sauce? She like, yeah, sure. She's like, what do you have? X goes, yo, I want to get an 8-piece, no skip. She goes, what? 8-piece? No skin on my chicken. She's like, you don't. She said, you don't want no skin on your chicken? No skin? Original. She goes, oh, she done heard his voice. She goes, oh shit, oh my God. Kenesha, oh shit, Kenesha. Jamel, come here. What you say you want again? 8-piece? No skin. We get a 12-piece, an 8-piece, 2 mashed potatoes, 2 fucking coleslaws.
I hope there was no skin on that motherfucker.
Nigga, the food comes out. She's like, oh my God, it's him. He's like, yo, appreciate you. She's like, all right, nigga, we eat the chicken in the car. We're riding around. I don't know what the fuck to do till 5 p.m.
With DMX.
I'm just telling my baby mom, yo, just ride around. But, yo, my nigga, that's Ivory's. This is Broad Street. This the main spot where niggas come to. This the let out. Like, nigga, we go back to the airport after the club. I mean, after riding around, my baby mom's like, my daughter's wily. She recognized his voice. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? From Get At Me Dog.
Right.
Get At Me Dog was insane at the time.
Right.
My daughter's like, oh! She's tripping because she knows this voice.
Right.
We get to the airport.
DMX, back to the airport.
DMX gets on the plane. I get on the plane. Small shit. We flying from Richmond to Virginia. Small shit. Right. 16 passenger. Quick flip. Going to JFK. Yeah, quick. 40 minute flight.
Yeah.
I'm on the plane with fucking DMX and all these fucking businessmen that work in Virginia but live in New York.
Yeah.
Ties, suits, the whole shit. I'm flying to fucking New York, JFK with DMX. We in 2A, 2B. Ain't no first class, because all this shit's small.
Right.
The nigga like, yo, what's good with you? I said, yo, I'm chilling. I'm about to do this movie and shit, fucking with hype. I said, word, what is it? Now, I don't know what he gonna call it. Nas is in it, you know what I mean? Nas is in it, fucking T-Boz. Shit's gonna be crazy. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed because I'm like, it's me, DMX, and 12 white businessmen. this motherfucker's on the plane. Yeah, you know what I mean? X is fucking shooting. You know what I mean? My nigga Nas. You know what I mean? That bitch T-Boss. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, yo, he talking so crazy. He tells me the whole premise of the movie. Nah, it's like two niggas, you know what I'm saying? They hustling, they get money. One nigga in the game, one nigga not trying to be in the game. And then, you know what I mean? At the end, the nigga, they try to get the nigga to assassinate, you know what I mean? One of the reverends, nigga won't do it, you know what I mean? Nas from Africa, you know what I mean? It's a nigga named Buns. Nigga named Buns. And I'm just sitting there like, yo, why you so loud? I fly to JFK, we land, fucking DMX says, yo, you know what I mean? I see you skills, you know what I mean? VA all day, you know what I mean? I fuck with you. Then Belly comes out, and I'm like, this the movie he was talking about.
Oh, you didn't? Because you have no reference point.
Buns, it's a nigga named
so
Buns.
So it sounds crazy,
you know what I mean? It's a nigga named Buns, it's T-Boss in the shit, you know what I mean? Method Man in the shit, you know what I mean? And I'm just like, nigga explaining this shit so loud to me. And then Belly comes out.
Let's take a shot for that.
Yo, you beat my man in the pool. I ain't like that.
Anybody
got
a game
that? Fuck his ass. But this is 1998. And yeah, all rest in peace, Big Fur.
But yo, good to see Cam.
Yeah.
Good to see Cam. I love this nigga.
It's a great moment.
Congratulations for being in the presence of greatness.
So how did you feel, a lot of people, when Pac passed and then you came to the scene? A lot of people compared you. They compared you.
I wasn't there when he died.
No, they compared you. How did you feel to that comparison? Some people get offended.
I used to correct people as plainly as I could. They're like, oh, you like the next Pop? I'm like, no, I'm the first X. They would say
that's
that.
Great.
They would
that's say a that. Great.
They would say
that's
that. Great. They would say that. Oh, you like the next Pop? I'm like, no, I'm not the next anything. I'm the first.
That's a fact.
I mean, and it's crazy because I actually had a chance to see Pop.
Oh, where?
Walking.
I never met Pop.
He said, oh my God. It's on Hammond Way off Sunset in LA. That hotel.
Okay.
And I saw him. He was a cool dude. He seemed cool.
Now, what year was this? You remember year?
I say like
97?
6.
Oh, wow. Wow. You met real Pop.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Walking by yourself.
Yeah, that's right before.
Nah, it was, you got 97, right?
It was cool. Maybe 95. Maybe 95. Dre brought us out there. Dre brought us out there. And he walked past and I seen him. My man said, what up? And I'm like, what up? He said, what up? Cool dude. In the heart. But I think, and speaking as favorably as I can for someone who's passed, for someone who can't defend themselves.
Right.
I think part of the problem, a big part of the problem, was he didn't have what New York niggas got. Like, I'm from New York, this is my block, bam. He had no one, he didn't have his crew. Right. So, one thing, being a New York nigga, I know for a fact is you don't go to Cali and live there, right? Like, without like having the goon spots, like, homie, you could be the hardest nigga in the world. Right. But you don't go way over there without, like, no one ever knew where he was from. Right. Where you from? Nobody ever knew.
But he was from Oakland, though. He lived in Oakland. He lived in Oakland.
We lived all over. But when you're from somewhere, then you got niggas that grew up with you, that had your back, that loved you since you was in kindergarten. I mean, that fuck with you for real and won't let nothing. And you, I need the extra set of eyes so I keep my dog with me. Doctor said, let him die. Shit, his fucking dog bit me. Sometimes you need that nigga with you. That your man. That. You know what? He'll see what you don't see.
Right.
It's easy to get caught up in this. It's easy to get caught up in this.
When we was doing this, the podcast, we started this show, and we interviewed you.
Yeah.
And
thank you for that, by the way.
No, thank you. This is your thank you moment. No. This is your thank you moment. This is our thank you moment.
Right.
Thanking you. You had a show. You didn't have to do this. You sat down with us, and we interviewed you. We had fun. And it was really just weirdly with me and you do off camera.
Exactly.
We just did
what
it
we
off
already
camera.
Do.
And I want to thank you on behalf of all of us, because that was the first time hip-hop took us serious. Because, you know, they thinking, oh, a rapper interviewing rappers. Who gives a fuck?
Right.
But when we sat down with you, it made people take us serious. Because you're a hard person. Like, you're a person in demand. Right, people want access to DMX. People want, and they don't know our relationship.
Right, right.
So that's beautiful. So that's cheat code for me. But the fact is, when we showed it to the world, it reciprocated. And
it was a game changer.
It was a game changer. And it's crazy because, and I don't mean to get deep, but I got to get deep. I had met him the other day in the back of the taco shop. And I didn't want to ever go to that taco shop ever again in life because of what happened with Twin. Mm-hmm. And Twin left there. But then I thought about it when he said, yo, I'm here. And I said, you know what? This is the reason why we first even came to this taco spot. Because when we went number one, we brought our whole crew. And me and AFN talked to each other. We was like, yo, we could go do a Mr. Childs. Or we could do a Prime 112. But eight people's going to eat. We're not eight people. It's 20 of us. Right. Look at this. This is our crew. Everyone here has purpose. And we went to that taco spot. And I just want to say thank you, man. Because I know he was doing that, like, you know, on a strength of just being love.
But I fuck with you.
But
I fuck with
just
you.
Love, the thing is, I actually turned that love into something. Mm-hmm. And we turned that love that you have for hip-hop and for us, and we turned it into something. And I can never thank you enough, my brother.
And real quick, that whole day leading up to that episode,
it was so hilarious.
Could be a movie by itself.
No, it's a movie. Because, by the way, right?
Because there was stuff that you didn't know was going on, and then the stuff that y'all were dealing with.
We're plotting, and this is actually a movie like this. He's 100 miles per hour. You can't. You turn around.
We took
him
to the lobby. We told him turn down your music.
So it was crazy. They're like, yo, look, I hear Ali and I hear Ali, and I'm like, yo, I don't know. X might not know what we're doing. But they like, yo, so listen, just come, let's meet him at the hotel. Right. So I go meet X at the hotel. And I see him, give him a five. In 2 seconds, somebody calls him and goes, yo.
Oh, yeah?
He goes, what's up? Goes, hey, yo, this is my cousin. He's like, you want to do a radio interview? Tell him, I don't do no interviews, man. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm in the ass of this. And I didn't know how to do it. Right. But you know what?
I remember you told me that.
That's so beautiful. This is the truth. And I gotta give you flowers because that's what this is about.
No,
man.
You gotta give yourself the flowers.
No, not today.
Let me explain to you why.
What kind of flowers would you like?
Let me explain to you why.
I know you're a hardcore nigga. You probably don't want no flowers.
You said, but I got we got love for each other. Yeah, the love is incredible.
Yes.
You did with the love what you were supposed to do with the love.
That's right.
Appreciate it. And that's why it turned into what it turned into, because you did what the fuck you're supposed to do with it.
God damn it, DMX. We want to tell you how much we appreciate you here, bro.
It's mutual.
No, but today is about you, because you know why? You're really a super huge figure. You really like
iconic, man. You're iconic.
You're a legend. You don't really have to do this, and I appreciate the fact that you taking your time out with your beautiful family, and you bring me your beautiful
family. Got my kids
out. Yeah, and we love that, man. We're gonna respect you. We want to show you love.
So I just want to get a scene.
Yeah.
Clean, and I just want to stay with my children.
Yes.
Let's go. Chop chop.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Goddamn
it. I love my kids.
Put the smoke out.
Peace, come on!
Hey, you can put this on fatherhood if you want.
Put this on fatherhood, yeah, I don't mind. Look at that! Look at these beautiful goddamn children!
Hey! Come on! Love my children.
Look at our beautiful goddamn children! Take a picture of them. Take a picture of these beautiful goddamn children.
These are my children from three different mothers.
God damn it.
But they're mine.
That's right.
All mine.
Take the liquor.
Right. All mine.
Right.
I will body a nigga for my children.
That's right. Yes. Damn. Make some noise for that. She's shy. It's okay.
There you go. That's my princess. She's gonna be a headache in a couple years. I have to whoop a few niggas' ass for that. We're going back to now.
Yeah. Go ahead. That's beautiful, man.
Thank you, really
beautiful, man.
And you can see that my kids know me because of how I fuck with them. Yeah. Like, come here.
Yeah.
Yeah. They know what the growls mean. Love my kids, man. Love my kids, man. I love you, niggas. Real shit.
Because I don't want to, I said it earlier, but I want to reiterate.
And let it to my head. Get ready.
I want to reiterate and say it right now. X, I fuck with you as a person.
Who passed? Fuck with. I love you, nigga.
I love you.
My brother. My brother.
Yes, yes. And.
You put me that election lights.
Election lights.
We do another one.
Bananas.
And he started as a beatboxer originally.
Nah.
Yeah, originally.
Slime in the ground, slime on the grind. I'm gonna do it when I do it in the slime. I ain't in time. Since we gon' drink, we gon' smile. I don't know how motherfuckers phone all up the line. It's okay, we don't give a fuck.
Yo.
Three champs.
Yeah, I gotta leave him with this word.
Yeah, leave him with this word, and then we out of here, because Mr. Lee, I'm about to punch Mr. Lee in his foot.
But listen, we can't stop the word of God, and then I gotta leave you with this. It's called amen.
Amen.
Come Dear on. Lord, I need to be rescued. No one can get it done except you. Please tell me the test is through. I did my best too, as I could, as I should. Knock on wood, then I'm hood, then I'm good, because he knows my heart. And what grows from the start, glows in the dark. Knows from the start, I was chosen this part. When you're smart, won't always bite, but knows when to bark. Rose in the dark, caught a glimpse of the light. Now I can't live without it. Man, this ain't right, so I'ma give it to Jesus, because it ain't my fight. I want to make it to the light. Please make it all right. And ain't nobody but you taking my life, because I know not many do make it through the fight. But there's still a many who walk with your grace, because I know a plenty who walk with your face in their minds and their hearts with the word on their lips, but still stray from the herd. I'm sure you've heard how it gets, because the word is a gift that'll break any yoke, stronghold, or bond down to a third of its strength. When you're free in the name of Jesus, you're free indeed. All you need is faith the size of a mustard seed. All things are possible through Christ who strengthens me. It's my destiny to be the best I could be, to give you the best of me. And now, ain't no such thing as the rest of me. Cause you unselfishly gave me the recipe, which is the word in the book, right here the whole time, man. I done did the whole nine, four times, probably more times. I kind of lost track. Every time I got lost, course right back. They don't understand how I get lost like that. I learn like this, you get taught like that. We may never know it, we're missing what it's
doing.
Hook
too. Let's do it.
We may never know it, we need to be growing. We may never know it, we are truly glowing. We may never know the way the world is gonna use us. We may never know which way to go if they keep going. We may never know what's right to do what we keep doing. We may never know what we will find when we keep looking. We may never know the way the world is gonna use us in our lives.
Dark Man X makes a fucking love.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Drink Champs, hosted by yours truly, DJ EFN and NORE. Please make sure to follow us on all our socials. That's at Drink Champs across all platforms, at The Real Noriega on IG, at Noriega on Twitter. Mine is at Who's Crazy on IG, at DJ EFN on Twitter. And most importantly, stay up to date with the latest releases, news, and merch by going to drinkchamps.com. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.